News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
It isn't just endemic chronic absences that cause students to fall behind. ESRI research reveals that even relatively small amounts of absenteeism can have a significant negative effect. Eimear Smith is with us. She's research professor with the ESRI. Eimear, what has your research revealed?
Good morning, Anton. Our research has revealed that absence during adolescence, so at the age of 13, has very long-term consequences. It impacts on young people's leaving cert performance, but also on whether they achieve a degree. It also has effects on their broader well-being in terms of their life satisfaction, depressive symptoms, stress levels, and sense of belonging.
Are there threshold numbers where it begins to worsen, as in if you move from single digits to double digits, when do the red flags go up?
The red flags come up at different points for different outcomes. For leaving cert performance, we see a gradual disimprovement in grades with increased absences. For the well-being absences, really it's those who are missing more than 10 days a year. So they're the ones that have poorer outcomes in adulthood. And that's like 10 to 12 years later.
And are you able to infer into the data what's causative? Is it simply the fact that they aren't in school? Or is it whatever leads them to not be in school is the problem?
Well, we take account of a lot of other factors that influence performance and well-being. So we're controlling for a lot of their individual and family background. There are a number of reasons why it's happening. Obviously, if you miss class, it's more difficult to make up ground. You're likely to become more disengaged in terms of school, but also in terms of your peers. You're missing out on those social ties. But we hear from young people themselves that those who are absent feel that school made less of a difference to them being well developed as a person and to having self-confidence and the ability to acquire skills. So what we think we're seeing is really that these young people are missing out on key developmental phases in terms of their cognitive development, but their social development. And that means that impacts on their well-being and their coping strategies in later life.
And have you been able to quantify the kind of impact? I mean, you said about the thing of graduate, postgraduate success, about leaving certs, about workforce engagement. Have you been able to put hard numbers on those?
Yes. For example, if you miss 20 days of school, you're likely to do 80 points worse in your leaving cert. If you miss more than 10 days of school, you're less likely to achieve a degree. And the gap will be about 16 percentage points, which is large.
And to what extent does social class, does family background factor into the findings?
Family background influences your likelihood of being absent, so more disadvantaged groups have higher absence rates. But if you're absent from school, the effects are the same across social groups and for girls and boys. So there's no evidence that middle class families or more advantaged families can protect their children from the effects by helping with schoolwork or paying for grinds, for example.
Paul Crone is with us as well. He's director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Paul, does this put hard numbers on something you would have instinctively believed anyway?
Yeah, well, I would say there's not a principal nor a teacher in the country who will be reacting to the research results with that would have the attitude of, we knew it and we've known it for a long time and we felt it for a long time. So in many ways, it is good to be able to link what we knew to empirical data that can't be argued with or discussed with or in any way manipulated. It's very clear. And the National Lottery phrase, if you're not in, you can't win, really holds true. And the data backs that up.
What do you find when you raise it then with parents? Because I assume principals and teachers at some point make interventions to say, this is starting to have a negative effect. Can we do something about the absences?
Well, it really depends. Each student has a different context. The element of the, I'm going to call it the discretionary absences, that maybe the parents may feel that by taking them out of school for a holiday isn't really impacting on them. Well, it clearly is. Or who are leaving them out because they were up late last night, or whatever the reason being, that there needs to be, that's a different conversation than the student who maybe has a critical illness and can't attend school, or a student that is suffering from anxiety and is potentially school refusal. So it really depends on the context of the child and the family and the supports that the school can put in place to try and change that behaviour and get the students to come to the child to come to school.
I want to return just briefly to the findings, Emer, if I might, because interesting text coming in saying things like, so it's all about points and degrees. As a teacher, I can tell you the education system is absolutely unsuitable for so many and also detrimental. Another, this whole thing about absences is nonsense. Poorer leaving cert performance is not a benchmark we should be setting our children's lives by. There are many children who can't, for many reasons, attend school, who live happy and successful lives. Now, the thing that I, reading into the research, Emer, is that it isn't just being measured by things like academic performance. It also has an impact on social performance and human resilience.
Absolutely. I mean, leaving cert results are important because they're a gateway to many things in Ireland, but we looked much more broadly than that. And we're not saying that these children are leading happy lives. We're saying that there is a long-term effect into their 20s, on their level of depression, their level of stress, their sense of well-being, their connections with others. We find that they're significantly less likely to have feelings of trust in others. So there is a disruption there developmentally that matters, and it's a disruption across different aspects of their development.
What then about the manner of the absence? Because I'm sure there will be parents listening, and I mean, Paul cited the example, who will say, well, flights away for summer are a lot cheaper the week before the school ends, so I take the kids out 5 days in advance. Is there a different category of the type of absence, or is it, are you blind to it?
We looked at level overall, not the reason for it. And we know at secondary level that, you know, among chronic absence, around half of that absence is unexplained. So that could be truancy or parents just letting the children stay home. But what we're finding is that any absence is disruptive. And it's not only disruptive for the young person who's absent. We find if you attend a school with a high level of absence, you will also suffer academically and be less likely to go on to higher education. So there are effects for the child or young person themselves, but also for their classmates and schoolmates.
Well, we're on the topic of absences, Paul. I better put this to you because it's interesting. An awful lot of the texts that we are getting now are not about pupils being absent, but teachers being absent. I'll give you just a sample. Anton, here's a study that's never looked at. Why do teachers have to miss school days to have training during the school year? Everyone knows they're off for the summer. Why not have the training days during the summer? And the study is saying that one day can impact your leaving cert, yet teachers take multiple days for training, and they also have sick days. Another, it's not just children missing from school. Since COVID, I cannot get over the amount of times my kids come home from secondary school talking about free classes or teachers out again and again. Leaving cert teachers, we have them getting married and going on honeymoon in the middle of term now. This never happened back in our day. Now, that's just a sample, Paul, but there's a lot along those lines.
Yeah, I don't know how prevalent or what, there's no data on that, and it is something that potentially could be looked at somewhere. But at the same time, I suppose when a teacher is absent for whatever reason, it could be school business, or not. I know, and I've spoken about this before, principals and deputies do try and get a substitute that will match the subjects if possible. And then we're having a crisis at the moment with a shortage of substitute teachers. But I know school leaders in particular are very, very conscious of trying to protect that learning. And the whole notion of what was you called a free class, that principals and deputies and teachers do not call it a free class anymore, because they're teachers who are out on work, are out on school business, will generally leave work for the class. They'd be supervised by a teacher. If a teacher is in the same subject, potentially they can distribute the work and support the student, or if they're not, they can distribute the work and support the student in whatever as they're supervising or substituting in that class. But I don't know what the data tells us about that, to be honest.
Paul, thanks. That's Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, and before Paul, Emer Smith, Research Professor with the ESRI. And
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.